Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Picture this. A shaggy-haired man with a backpack stands chest-deep in black water, surrounded by pitch-black darkness. His flashlight shines on a sign saying, "Vote here," in four languages. That illustration, titled Undeterred, was on the cover of the November 12th issue of The New Yorker. The image swiftly summarizing two events preoccupying the nation, the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and anxiety over election 2012. The cover is characteristic of cartoonist and illustrator Adrian Tomina. The singular lonesomeness of moving through a city with millions of other people is a part of his trade. Adrian Tomina is author of several books and collections of illustration. His newest is called New York Drawings, a decade of covers, comics, illustrations, and sketches from the pages of The New Yorker and beyond. Adrian Tomina, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks very much for having me.
I struggled with that description, the singular lonesomeness of moving through a city of millions of other people. Did I get it right?
I think it's great, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Do you think of the city like that, a lonesome place?
I think anyone who makes a career out of drawing comics or illustrations is sort of by definition drawn to a bit of a solitary life and sitting in their studio at their drawing board, you know, most of the time. And I think that's useful. It's how sort of how I viewed life, regardless of where I was living at the time. And it's sort of puts you in the position of an observer sometimes more than a participant.
Well, we do see this observer, especially on the subway. There's a whole series in the books of sort of subway images, but one on the cover was also a cover of The New Yorker. It's very well known. It's a young woman. She's looking up from her book on a subway train. Looking through the window, she's meeting the eyes of a young man on a passing train, reading the same book. So it's like a missed connection. I wonder, do you sit on the subway train and just watch?
I do. I spent most of my life on the West Coast, and when I got old enough, I got a driver's license and spent most of my time in transportation behind the wheel of a car. And so when I moved to New York, among the many things that were kind of a culture shock to me, just the idea of getting around mostly by subway or bus was a new experience for me, and it was a great opportunity to kind of get acquainted with a cross-section of the city's population.
Well, you've done a number of illustrations for The New Yorker, not just their covers, but also for their short stories, arts features. And I wonder how long you have to plan and execute a cover for The New Yorker. That's a pretty quick turnaround. How does that process work?
Well, I usually have a lot more time than I did for the most recent cover.
I suppose this was much more newsy, I guess, than your others.
Yeah, I'm generally not thought of as a timely or political cover artist, and a lot of times I work far in advance and I just have a very vague theme or time of year when I'm going to try and get the cover done. But this one was different, and I actually had a different cover that was completed and ready to go to press the day that the hurricane struck, and my editor there, Francoise Mouly, called me up and said that the cover that I'd originally done was going to have to get bumped because they were going to need to do something related to the storm. But she also said that they didn't have anything yet, and so if I had any ideas that I could submit in the next couple hours, they'd be interested to see them. So I had to get to work very quickly, and I ended up bumping my own cover off the magazine.
Well, how did you come up with this image? It's just such a stark and says so much in such a quick, there's very little even light. There's very little illuminated in this cover.
Right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. It was, I think it really came about because I just had to very quickly put down the thoughts and concerns that I'd had just as a New York resident. I wasn't really thinking about the storm in terms of a New Yorker cover when it was unfolding. And I think just the danger of the storm itself and the upcoming election and the resilience that I was seeing around me were just all on my mind. And so when I had about an hour to sketch out a quick idea, I tried to combine those all into one.
We're speaking with Adrian Tamina. He's an artist and illustrator behind comics and graphic novels like the Optic Nerve series and Scenes from an Impending Marriage. His newest collection, featuring many beautiful covers and illustrations from The New Yorker, is called New York Drawings. Well, you mentioned being born on the West Coast. You were born in Sacramento. Do you think of yourself now as a New Yorker?
No, I think that I'm actually married to an actual New Yorker now, so I know that that there's some sensitivity to the people who stake claim to being actual New Yorkers when most people are transplants.
They're another breed than you?
What's that?
They're a different breed than you?
I think so. I think no matter how long I live here, I'm going to always feel like a transplant to some degree.
Well, you do have a comic from The New Yorker called Shelf Life. Now, this starts with this is an ongoing comic, starting with a woman writing a book which gets published, printed, read, and then dumped on the sidewalk and burned in a trash can fire. Is this your greatest fear about your work?
it's not so much. I think it's past the point of it being a fear and just being sort of an acceptance of reality to a degree. And it's harder each year to be the kind of person who's very attached to actual books and the print medium. And so I think it's been a coping mechanism for me to just sort of take a lighthearted approach to it and just throw my hands up in acceptance to a degree.
Well, there is something that I see over and over again in your work. I'm looking at another cover. This is Reed Handed. Now, it's a woman getting a FedEx delivery of Amazon, looking, kind of embarrassed. And there's a man opening a bookstore right next to her, opening up the key. So, you have the old school bookstore, and then you have the new method of delivery and preferred method of delivery. Is there something for you sentimental about this way of life that's going away?
Oh, of course. I mean, I think I'm just old enough to have grown up spending so much of my time in bookstores and at newsstands and comic book stores, and that really had obviously a huge impact on what I ended up doing with my life. And in an ideal world for me, that would still go on, and I'd be able to let my 3-year-old daughter grow up having those same kinds of experiences. But it just all happened so fast, and in fact, even that cover that you described from a few years ago would probably already be out of date. And if I did it now, I'd have someone up in one of the windows upstairs with a e-reader sort of looking out the window, wondering what are all these people doing downstairs. What's the fuss about?
Well, it's funny looking at their faces, though. We don't necessarily think of comic book illustrations or comic illustrations as being that expressive, but you managed to get a lot of expression in your drawings. Is that something that came to you after a long time? Was it something you started with as a goal?
It wasn't a goal. I think it was one of those unexpected things that as I was growing up doing a lot of artwork and teachers and parents and people started commenting on my work, that there was always some reaction to when I drew faces and just people in general. So I think there was just some innate interest on my part to try and capture expressions and little nuances. And you're right, comics have not been historically known for sort of the subtlety of human expression. But it's something that I think comics are really suited to, because they are little frozen moments. It's not the same as watching a film. You can sort of freeze a moment for a while. And like a New Yorker cover, it's one static image, and you can pack a lot into it if you try.
Adrian, we have to close very quickly, but I'm just wondering, you did write about your impending marriage a few years ago. Now you have a child. How does your family feel about being drawn?
Well, my wife is happy about it. She says that I draw her very lovingly, and that she'll always be sort of frozen at the age at which we met. And my daughter's very pragmatic. She always tells me to go work and make some money.
Adrian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Adrian Tamina, the artist and illustrator behind comics and graphic novels like the Optic Nerve series and Scenes from an Impending Marriage. His newest collection features many of the beautiful covers and illustrations from The New Yorker. It's called New York Drawings. We do have more on his work, including a slideshow of drawings from the new collection. You can see that at wordofmouthradio.org.